Follow similar reports out of Cairo and London as we hear from Alex Thompson of Independent Television News.
After days of inevitable speculation based upon not much, today something altogether more substantial appears to be building. Early this afternoon, Egyptian media reports indicated the plane had suffered an explosion in one engine. They sourced this to black box flight recorder investigations, which continue. Then a statement from Downing Street that, as more information has come to light, quote, "We have become concerned that the plane may well have been brought down by an explosive device.
As a precautionary measure, we've decided that flights due to leave Sharm el-Sheikh this evening for the UK will be delayed, and that will allow us time to ensure that the right security measures are in place for flights."
Extra consular staff have also been sent to Sharm's airport to assist British holidaymakers. There are currently around 15,000 tourists in the resort from Britain. Downing Street said it recognises these moves will cause some anxiety, but its travel advice for Sharm remains unchanged. Essentially, the Foreign Office advises that Red Sea resorts are fine, but many other areas, Sinai in particular, where the Russian plane came down, should be considered off-limits.